Hi, my name is John.
And my name's Chris.
And this is Stay on Target.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our special 4th of July edition of Stay on Target.
Yes.
We're feeling very patriotic and American today.
Very American.
Very American. I don't feel like anything other than American. I will say that.
I don't think I've ever felt anything other than American.
That's good. That's just good. You know.
Just to tell you. All right. So this week we basically are kind of, you know, we've got kind of a week here where you're about to take off for a long weekend.
We're about to take off for a long weekend.
I'm about to take off for a long weekend.
Yes.
And so we basically have a pretty light week media wise. There's a lot of movies and stuff like that we would love to talk about. But rather than doing that, we thought that we would just brush over some things. Some major things that are happening.
Sounds like we're phoning it in. We're not really phoning it in. No.
In fact, you know, we're going well out of our way to do the podcast
this week.
Yes. Anyway, so basically, let's touch on some major things that are going on.
All right.
We've got the big game sale on Xbox.
Yeah. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. In the future weeks, we're going to start adding some stuff to the beginning of our podcast. So, we have specific sections, just FYI. This will be our news section.
Okay. Cool. I'm good with that. We need like a news theme song.
We need something.
And an entire room of typewriters going.
Oh,
you know?
Man, that sounds amazing.
I know,
we'll do that.
Be super cool.
We'll figure it out.
But anyway, so some news that's going on this week. There's the big game sale on Xbox. Tell us a little bit about kind of what's going on with that.
Yeah, they're calling it the ultimate game sale. They did one of these. When was that?
Last year, was it? No, no, it was earlier this year.
It was earlier this year. I thought around like Christmas time.
It was
like
whenever
right
I picked up
Christmas or
it
something.
Was whenever I picked up BioShock for like $5 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So
as a download.
I don't remember when that was, but they've done it before. You know, like there's just a lot of games on sale. I think today they had Max Payne on sale for $10. All week there's Bulletstorm on sale for $5. I mean, there's games. So just check out the dashboard every single day. If you're an Xbox fan, you'll have some free games.
Absolutely. I also wanted to mention, you know, last week we did our review of the first episode of Under the Dome. I checked out the second episode last night. It was Monday evening, I guess. And basically, whenever we left it off, you know, we said a lot of stuff was rushed on that first episode.
Yeah.
But this episode kind of solved a lot of that for me. It really kind of slowed some things down, added some plot points. The only thing it didn't do was develop a couple of the characters in such a way that I wanted to care more about them. The same characters that I cared about, I care about more. And the characters, you know, I don't care about as much. You know, I'm neither here nor there about them. But
cool.
We learned a lot of cool new things about the Dome. So everybody needs to check out that series for sure.
Awesome. And definitely check out our review of the first episode. It was posted last week.
Absolutely. So we've got some cool stuff coming up. This is the coming soon section, I would say. Basically, we've got
through July, we've got several different cool features coming up.
Yeah, we've got next week we're going to be talking about the Call of Duty recent DLC map pack that that
came
dropped
today.
It's called Vengeance. We'll be reviewing that and talking about everything from
the multiplayer
to the zombies
side. Yeah, buried.
We'll just be talking a little bit about everything having to do with Vengeance.
Yes.
We've also in the coming weeks we've got the Before Watchmen graphic novels that just came out.
Yep.
We're gonna be you know doing a review of two of those like a part one.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever the other ones come out later in the year, we'll be doing those as well. So
awesome.
So we'll be talking some graphic novels later this month. We've also got Wolverine is coming out.
Yep.
Later this month. I think it's the 26th
we'll
of,
do a review of that.
July. And we'll have Jared back on to do a review of that, and he'll be
on our guest couch.
Yes, he'll be on our guest couch doling out all of the criticisms and things.
Yes.
For sure. We've also got coming out the Walking Dead 400 Days game.
Yeah, it's an add-on for the Telltale's The Walking Dead, the game. Not Walking Dead Survival Instinct, but the amazing The Walking Dead, the game.
That's all confusing to me.
This is confusing, but yes. It's the episodic adventure
from
game,
Telltale
from
Games.
Telltale Games,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they've got, it's basically, you know, the success of the first installment, season one is what they're calling it, kind of gave them enough momentum to go do season two, but they aren't going to have that for a while, is why I think that they have this kind of in-between story. So anyway.
It's like a one-shot.
Right. I'll play it, and we'll review it.
Thank you.
So it's Independence Day this week.
It is.
And
lots of firecrackers.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
I like blowing things up.
As long as it's not your fingers.
Yep. Yep. And well, I can tell a story here. You know, remember? Well, yeah. We did some stupid things with some firecrackers at New Year's Eve. Whenever we threw them in the fire.
Oh, yes. I remember
this. And then
they
blew up everywhere.
I was trying to remember which stupid thing you were talking about.
We have to figure out
which
one.
I was just kind of trying to go, okay, which stupid thing was this that he's... No. Yeah. We did some stupid things with the bottle rockets.
Yeah, I threw the bottle rockets in there.
Just throwing them in like the... Well, you had a fire pit.
Burned holes in all my
chairs. Your deck chairs, which were pretty nice deck chairs, too. You know?
Yeah, they were. They caught on fire.
Now they just leak a little bit. They don't hold water as much.
No. Well, I guess that's... They didn't hold water before. It's neither here nor there.
They still hold you. Like, if you sit down in them, they still hold you. So. But in all seriousness, you've composed a monologue that kind of reflects, you know, how we feel about the holiday and about America. And, you know, we'll just use that to end up the show here.
Cool. Today we celebrate the birth of our nation, the United States of America, this great country with its amber waves of grain, purple mountain majesties, and fruited plains. But what does this holiday mean? Is it simply an excuse to have a party and blow some stuff up? What does America mean to you? America is our home, the place in which we are blessed to live our lives and pursue our hopes and dreams. America is where we live and love. We do so because we are free. We have been given the gift of self-determination, much like Superman and Man of Steel, by God and our founding fathers. What we do with that gift is our own. I wonder what sort of tale we've fallen into, Samwise states to Frodo. Well, whether you were born here or you immigrated here, you are an American. Your lineage is that of Washington and Franklin, Jefferson and Adams, Wayne and McQueen, Balboa and Tee, Kent and Rogers. So be proud. As a people, we lift each other up. We help each other deal with our burdens. Samwise said it best when he said, "I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you." We also treat the world's problems as our own and ask nothing in return. If Gotham represents the world, Jim Gordon's quote becomes all the more poignant, because he's the hero Gotham deserves, but not the one it needs right now. So we'll hunt him because he can take it, because he's not our hero. He's a silent guardian, a watchful protector, a dark knight. We showed the British who was boss, survived a civil war, stopped a madman in Europe, and took out bin Laden. We fought for racial equality, told Mr. Gorbachev to tear down that wall, and we still fight for those ideals of justice and freedom today. So celebrate this holiday with food, family, and friends. Drink too much lemonade. Shoot off some fireworks. But never forget just what we are celebrating. Happy birthday, America. May she always live free and die hard. God bless the USA. And we'll see you next time on
Stay on Target.